Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now blasting into the third hour, and I'm extremely honored and pleased to have Jim Tucker of American Free Press, veteran journalist, joining us to talk about his new treasure that everybody has got to get. In fact, we're carrying it. We're very selective. We're carrying it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on our secure online shopping cart because it's such a great book. We just got two cases of it, of the book, in today, and we have them right now. If you want to order one, it is Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diaries. And it's over a quarter century of Jim Tucker breaking and pushing and exposing some of the biggest stories in the world, knowing when the Berlin Wall would go down, knowing when the invasion of Iraq would be, when everybody else was saying it'd be in March of 02, he said 03. Countless examples of sneaking through drainage holes and climbing in windows and being arrested and being detained. And I mean, he's a modern gumshoe, classical, muck-raking, bare-knuckles reporter. And if we had a thousand of Jim Tucker's, the New World Order would be a smoking ash heap. And so he's going to talk about just his experiences over the years and what he covers in the book. Believe me, I just got a promotional copy about 3 or 4 days ago. Haven't put it down, almost finished it, learned so much. And then I just got these two cases in today, and I suggest you call and get them, again, at Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. But I'm so glad Jim did this. This is really exciting. Jim, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thank you for that introduction. And when I go to that great press box up in the sky, I want you to write my obituary.
Well, it's a good book, and it's just so much information. And this is real history, Jim.
Yes, it's a large part of the unwritten history of our times.
Absolutely. Tell us, for those that don't know who you are, that's very few of our listeners, but probably tens of thousands that are listening don't know. Tell us about Jim Tucker and how you got involved. Then we're going to break, and we'll come back and talk about the new book.
Very good. My first 20 years was with classic daily newspapers. I was editor of a couple small dailies, had copy editor to the Richmond Times-Dispatch in Richmond, Virginia, night editor to the Washington Daily News when it folded up in 74, assistant news editor, whatever that meant, of the Akron Beacon Journal. So in 1975, after 20 happy years with daily establishment newspapers, I found myself in Washington being interviewed by Willis Carter for the job of getting pregnant in creating a paper called The Spotlight. They had very busy newsletters then, but they decided to go weekly with the journal to convey more information to the readers. And my job was to create the newspaper, which was a lot of fun. But then he asked me a stumping question. What do you think of Bilderberg? I said, who the hell are they? He started to tell me. I said, I can't believe that. I've been with daily newspapers for 20 years, and such a group could not exist without me knowing about it. I mean, Scripps Howard had staff all over the world. Scripps Howard was the parent of the Washington Daily News, with headquarters on the same floor of the Daily News building as the Daily News staff. But he loaded me down with newsletters that included photographic reprints of the great, late, great Westbrook Pegler's first expose of Bilderberg in 1957. Pegler did not know they called themselves Bilderberg, but he did know, as he looked through his binoculars, that when a bunch of international financiers and political leaders gathered behind armed guards in an island at Jekyll Island, Georgia, I think it was, that something strange is going on, and he raised the obvious questions that we've raised ever since. And there's been sprinklings in other scholarly journals and so forth, but no real in-depth reporting at all on Bilderberg until Leary Lobby emerged with its newsletter coverage, and then, of course, amplified coverage in The Spotlight. And that's how it got turned on. And after being so shocked and outraged that such things could happen, in a lifetime, journalists would not know, just outraged me and shocked me. I've been on their tail ever since.
All right, Jim, we're going to break. We'll be right back in three short minutes with Jim Tucker in his new powerhouse book.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back ache, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. The Sacro Wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply lie on your back with the Sacro Wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the Sacro Wedgie regularly and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your Sacro Wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and ask about the next support for perfect spinal alignment too. Yeah, getting old is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your Sacro Wedgie today and specify whether it's for a man or a woman. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And give yourself a wedgie.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's the new book, 25-plus years of covering the global elite, the Bilderberg Group. The Trilateral Commission has 300-plus members. The CFR has over 2,500 now. The Bilderberg Group only has around 125 to 140. And they may have about 75 guest congressmen, senators, governors that come and are vetted. And boy, if you get invited to the Bilderberg Group, your star is going up if you impress them. And we are joined by Jim Tucker, who for over a quarter of a century, and he had a quarter century as a newsman before that, quarter of a century plus, covered the Bilderberg Group. And there had only been a few news reports before that about these elite meetings behind armed guards, predominantly in Europe, by other investigative journalists. But Jim blew it wide open and really burrowed into it and literally snuck in to these meetings. I got so much inside intel, much of what we know about the New World Order. And again, Jim's information just checks out time and time again. That's the key. It's hindsight. Time gives you a chance to see if a reporter is really excellent. And Jim is just of the classical mold. I'm not kissing up to him. He's one of the greats out there, and he needs to be honored as one of the elders in the fight against the New World Order. Jim, there was just a big History Channel piece that you were in.
That was made some time ago, and they showed every once in a while when they want to get their audience increased among lovesick young girls.
Okay, we gotten up to the point of, what was it, 26? How many years ago did you start at the, you guys start the Spotlight?
That was 1975. In the early years of Veterans Spotlight, I presided over coverage by correspondents that had already been in place for the newsletters. For instance, if Bilderberg met in Europe, it'd be one of our European correspondents. If it met in North America, it'd be one of our guys from Canada, if it was Canada.
So we're not talking about 25 years. We're talking about almost 30 years then.
In fact, it's my 30th anniversary right now with the Spotlight in American Free Press. It was about 1983 that I started doing it myself.
Amazing. So you've been covering it that long. I mean, talk about the book. Why should people get this book? And I think it's great. And tell us some of the interesting stories that are in there, things you experienced, things you discovered covering Bilderberg.
Well, over the years, as you mentioned earlier, the early years of covering Bilderberg, some of the reporters could gather around the men's bar at the National Press Club and say, but how can you show you're not fabricating all this? I said, first of all, you know me better than that. Some of you guys I've been on news service with years before. Secondly, check me out. So over the years, we've built a track record, the advanced story on the downfall of Maggie Thatcher, the advanced story on President Bush the Elder, breaking his famous Read My Lips, No New Taxes pledge under pressure of Bilderberg. At the same time, they had young, obscure governor of Arkansas, Bill Clinton, attending that 1991 meeting. He's elected president in 1992. As you said, the advance on the end of the Cold War, and several of those things. And after Lady Thatcher was dumped as the prime minister, replaced by a trapeze artist from her own party, I had a chance to natter with her about it briefly at some reception in Washington, and she told me that she considered being denounced by Bilderberg to be a tribute. She used the word tribute. And denounced the idea of any head of state yielding one bit of national sovereignty to an international organization. She's very strong on that. And, of course, confirmed what had taken place. Well, as I said, we had written months in advance that they were going to try to dump her, which they did quite successfully with very little effort.
Amazing. And then I remember having you on a year before the Iraq invasion, and the news was saying conclusively, Washington Post, CNN, Fox News, we will invade. We will invade in March of this year. It's going to happen. And then you said, contraire, our sources inside Bilderberg, multiple sources, the invasion comes, and we have the transcript. The invasion comes, you said, in March of next year. I mean that shows they're running things, Jim.
Well, what the newspapers were saying is that it'll be in the year 2002, it'll be this summer or early fall at the latest. And what demonstrates the loyalty to Bilderberg over your own professional standards is demonstrated by the presence of the publisher of the Washington Post, Donald Graham. And as you know, every Post publisher since the late Phil Graham and now the late Catherine Graham, now her little boy, has attended all Bilderberg meetings on promise of absolute secrecy. So Jimmy Lee Hoagland, their associate editor and op-ed columnist, and Donald Graham attend. They had to have heard Secretary Rumsfeld tell Bilderberg and some of the European Bilderbergs opposed the invasion of Iraq, and many still do. The only time that, to my knowledge, they ever had a significant dispute. But Rumsfeld said it will not come, he used the words, this year. There will be no invasion of Iraq this year. Now consider, they go back to their own newspaper and don't even say, listen, boys, quit saying war this year, this summer or late fall. Quit saying that. It will not happen. Don't ask me how I know. Just trust me. The publisher of a newspaper can say that. So can the associate editor. But they did not do that because of their oath of secrecy to Bilderberg, which makes them and all the other establishment newspaper guys who attend those meetings on promises of secrecy, that makes them journalistic whores.
Well, it does. Jim, let me bring up a few issues that tie into being a reporter. The news of $244 million for fake newscasts last year alone, bought by Bush covertly. The Armstrong Williams, the lady at the New York Times getting CIA money for aluminum tube stories. I mean, thousands of reporters on the dole, agents being paid. on a host of issues, and now this being headline news and the Congress and others saying this is patently illegal, but nobody gets in trouble. You know, where's the grand jury calling for indictments on that? As a newsman, to just see it out in the open, how does that affect you?
Outrage, of course, but history goes back years and years ago. It was disclosed that a lot of reporters, some from New York Times and major newspapers, were also CIA sources. Well, that seems to be a little bit of a compromising position to me. Let's take CIA money at the same time your newspaper's reporting on the CIA.
Well, I agree with you. Shifting gears yet again, in your 50 years of reporting the news, Jim Tucker, have you ever seen it more corrupt than it is now and more out in the open? I mean, they're just letting it all hang out. The Senate says no more torture, and Bush says, I'm going to keep torturing. I'm going to veto it. Just Halliburton running the bids right out of the White House. Bush with gay porn stars running around in the White House. I mean, it's a circus.
It is, and it's a strange choice as far as Supreme Court nominee is taking a lot of his right-wing supporters by surprise and disappointed them. He had a platoon of Clarence Thomas type and Scalia types of judges with that kind of a record that he could have brought in to turn the court around from the Sandra Day O'Connor equivocating. Now, Sandy Baby was an odd character. She called herself conservative, but she did such, and she did, have a very good dissent on the eminent domain case.
Yes.
Very good dissent.
She ended on a good note.
She did, but she was among the justices who really said, it's unbelievable, that we should consider the opinions of foreign courts in construing our Constitution.
Yeah, I saw her in the, USA Today and Washington Post 4 years ago when this first started, and people were like, we didn't believe you, Alex. We didn't believe, the spotlight. But, no, it's true. They're saying that we should follow the EU and UN courts, that they are above us.
She even cited some decisions made by some African, Supreme Court, some African nation. I forgot which one of those little countries it was.
I remember, and it turned out that country had a dictator.
Yeah. how in the world could the opinion of any foreign court be possibly used to construe our own Constitution?
But if it's possible, from what I've been seeing with her record, this new Myers lady is worse than her.
She has such a very little record. The president's saying, trust me. Well, he's got, say, platoons. If he wanted to hit a politically correct home run, he had a Negro woman, that's putting them both together, who has a judicial history similar to the Clarence Thomas or the Scalia types, good, strict constructionist. He could have named her. There's Priscilla Owens, another woman, although she's white. If there's got to be a girl seat on the court, he could have filled it with people with known credentials, not some mystery woman whose greatest asset seems to be her devotion to the president. Well, that's okay for a clerk type as the secretary or even your general counsel, but it should not be a measurement of your qualifications for the Supreme Court.
Jim, we're about to break. I want to get into some of your adventures. I mean, and there's adventures in the book that I hadn't read issues, 10, 15 years ago. There were some adventures I wasn't even aware of that you had sneaking into Bilderberg and your spies and the rest of it. Also, you wrote a very powerful article that we syndicated over at PrisonPlanet.com and AmericanPrePress.net, very powerful article about, I believe the headline was, Military to Occupy U.S., Bush Occupying U.S. That's exactly how I put it, with his Inde Posse Comitatus. Bush wants to lead his troops across the Rubicon into Rome, literally, and I want to get your historical analysis of that as well, Jim. What are some of the other things that you want to cover when we get back?
Very good.
All right, and again, ladies and gentlemen, we're carrying this book. We're going to be expanding what's on the book and video store, the titles we carry over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. So be sure and go over to the websites and click through and get a copy of Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary. Believe me, I mean, it doesn't get any more interesting and informative.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kidney braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to DentalPlans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. DentalPlans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to DentalPlans.com right now.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking to Elizabeth and Alex and Ron and others before this hour ends with Jim Tucker. Jim Tucker, we hear discussions of indictments of Karl Rove right now. They're talking about this U.S. attorney in Chicago indicting him, and I've been hearing this for months. Now it's in the Washington Post. Now it's in the New York Times. Open discussion of indictments of Karl Rove. Clearly he could be indicted for the plane situation, but why haven't grand juries indicted him on 1,000 other areas? And we know the penchant in this government for killing people, a lot higher up than U.S. attorneys. I mean, if he's really moving to indict, I would imagine he'd die in a plane crash or car wreck very quickly. What's your take on that, Jim?
Well, the The only thing that sees a speculation now is the other several times he appeared before the grand jury, he was told, we're not seeking indictment against you. You're not a target. This time, when he appears, they have not told him that you're not a target and there will be no indictment.
Yeah, they told him you may be arrested. You may be indicted.
Well, they said that by their silence, by not saying that he's not a target, not saying that he will not be indicted.
Absolutely. So,
to see how it plays out.
What do you know about this this U.S. Attorney Fitzgerald?
Very little.
Yeah, I've tried to do research on him. I mean, I know he's going after Daily. He's going after the Daily machine.
Well, that's what U.S. attorneys do, and of course they do like to have the big name target because that gets headlines for them, which enhances their resumes.
What do you think of
the whole reason? But Richard Daley would be a typical target, more because of his daddy as well. His late father was well known as the ward healer in Cook County, as in Chicago, all those years and years that he was mayor. And son with the same name, looking very much like daddy. That would be a nice trophy for some young guy.
What do you think about Ronnie Earle going after Tom DeLay?
I sort of think of two boys in a muddy field throwing dead cats at each other. I mean, DeLay pointed out in today's morning newspapers that the guy who's indicted him also took corporate money, and the Washington Post pointed out that while he's saying that DeLay took money from corporations and from labor unions, the very record shows that he, too, has taken money from corporations and labor unions.
Now, well, exactly.
We're talking about strictly Texas laws now, because it's perfectly legal to take money from labor unions and so forth in the rest of the world. But Texas has its own laws, and DeLay is accused of violating those laws.
And then Ronnie Earle indicted him for something that wasn't even illegal at the time that DeLay did it.
Well, he had to go before three grand. Believe me, this is no defense of Rove, but he did have to go before three grand juries before he finally found one that would indict.
Well, that's why I've said I'm against these indictments. Not that I like Tom DeLay, but I would rather somebody go free who's involved in crooked activity than have a government that fixes the system. It's much more dangerous to have an oppressive government than just some lone scallywags. Do you agree?
Yep. Like Clarence Darrow once said, better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man be punished.
That is one of the founts or keystones to freedom, isn't it?
Certainly.
Jim, you wrote an incredible article about martial law in this country, and even CNN said Bush is wanting martial law. I mean, he's openly saying he wants to bring his legions into our cities. This is unprecedented, and you've written an article about it.
Yes, it's very troubling. Historically, the Army has no domestic duties. They defend our shores. The only time that they have a role to perform domestically is when they have to defend our shores from outside attack, and they have to defend the country right here at home. Now, that they're not doing. They're not defending the southern border, which is the most porous, and the Canadian border also needs protection. Now, we've got the Army guarding borders for 116 different countries around the world with these UN missions, of which us taxpayers pay one-fourth of the cost of the general operating expenses of the UN, one-third of the cost of the so-called peacekeeping missions. But we do not have our soldiers deployed along the southern border with Mexico where they belong. So this idea that if we have a bad storm, and under the law now, it's perfectly efficient. The you know about hurricanes days in advance. The governors can say to the president, please send troops to help us in the hurricane. We're warned days in advance. They can be deployed in place and ready to fight back the raging storm and to get people out. But the governor, and there's good reason for this, the governor has to make that request. The only time under our system of laws that the president can do so without a governor's request is to declare that state insurrection against the United States.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste, and obnoxious odors like sulfur. Even nitrates and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural and ate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
About this, because Jim Tucker showed the law and the case law and the history in the article he wrote. But you know, this is one of our specialties. We've really studied posse comitatus and disasters and how this works. The feds intentionally screwed up the relief efforts in New Orleans. They blocked communications, cut communications, wouldn't let the help get in. And as Jim just said, the only time the president can ignore a state not asking them in is if that state is seen as in a state of rebellion. And even that is some civil law power war powers power that they've been claiming since the Civil War. That is a fraud, a Tenth Amendment violation. You read what the Founding Fathers say, that's criminal, but that's a criminal power the feds declare unto themselves. Why on earth is the president talking about circumnavigating the states? I mean, if the president's got to do something and it's so good, wouldn't the governors be for it? Well, 48 of the governors in a letter sent to Bush are against it. But Mitt Romney and only one other, the governor of Minnesota, Romney of Massachusetts, and then the other governor over Minnesota, they're the only ones that are for it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, again, 5 days before the hurricane hit Katrina, a call went into NORTHCOM and they were ready. And the governor had already asked him in. And Bush said, you've got to capitulate totally to me. And she said, what does that mean? I've already asked you in. And then the troops were there. So this is all done deliberately. And now, I mean, Jim, did you ever think you'd live to see the president on TV going every day, oh, a flood hit, give me martial law. Oh, a terrorist might hit, give me martial law. Oh, there might be a you know, a biological problem. Give me martial law. You know, just martial law, martial law, martial law. And as you said so eloquently, the borders are wide open, the place where in the Constitution we're supposed to have troops.
Well, this is very troubling, of course, because of the historic distinction, or at least we used to have one, between states' rights. We used to have a Tenth Amendment, enumerated powers to the federal government. All others withheld to the states are to the people. Now the president's saying, I can say that it's raining too hard and take over the state of Mississippi or anywhere else. I think it's raining too hard. Well, as we discussed a moment ago, there's not a question of efficiency. They have plenty of time to do it. Now, he's also saying that if we have some kind of big epidemic, go right to martial law. So the president's saying that he can declare martial law if it's raining too hard or if there's a flu epidemic. And, of course, the scientists are concerned about having a huge pandemic before everybody gets their knickers in. Not, we should consider the fact they say it's very unlikely. But if they do, if we do have a pandemic of this strange bird flu virus, that we need to make more vaccines. Well, that's a stockpile more vaccine. But using that as to say that if I think people are sneezing too much, I'll take over state.
But specifically, what he's asking for and what Warner has been talking about and what we, and I've had JAG generals retired on about this, he's not even asking for in those specific problems. He's just saying get rid of it, period, and let the military police America.
And it's always been so important to Americans that we do not, like so many European countries, have a nationalist force. The FBI traditionally is a information-gathering agency, investigating only. Their duties were limited. For instance, they could not be involved in the Kennedy assassination until the state of Texas asked for the FBI's help. Then they could become involved. Now, that's changed as a result of the Kennedy assassination. To kill a president is now a federal crime. They can act immediately, whether the state wants them in the game or not. And all states would automatically ask, even in much less dramatic cases of...
Well, that's the point. Nobody has been holding the feds back. This announcement is just clear predatory intent. I mean, Jim, it's not just Jim Tucker and Alex Jones saying this. Even CNN had in its headline, Bush called for military role rebuffed by governors. And then below, two separate times, they say this is martial law.
Yes, 48 of the governors are right. I suppose the little Mitt Romney needs to either start drinking coffee or take remedial history lessons.
Well, I mean, for people that don't know, Jim, is it not true that a telltale sign that you're living in a really despotic banana republic or a really serious communist dictatorship, that the troops are involved in your daily life?
Yes, and one reason that can exploit that is the fact that we have two generations of non-readers. People watch idiot box and consider themselves well-informed. Consider if you watch the news, which I do every morning over coffee and yesterday's newspapers, if you watch the networks, half of it's commercials, the other half is giggling on the sidewalk, and then they'll teach you how to cook, and you're still wondering, what's the body count in Iraq? So the news coverage on television is very superficial.
Well, actually, they've done an analysis. Local news, about a minute and a half is national news. Most of that is some diversion. Then they'll spend a few minutes on how to bake a cake or roast a turkey, you're right. And then they'll talk about the new rap album that came out.
Yeah.
And then they'll talk about a new store that opened. And absolutely. And by the way, real research shows people actually want hard news, but the corporations will not give it to people, Jim.
Well, we still have that other troubling problem. You and I have both met physicians, lawyers, men of letters in their 40s and younger, who have never in their life read a book for fun, not one. They've done assigned reading, what reading is necessary to pass their courses, never read Huckleberry Finn, never read Little Women and had a girlish sniffle when Beth died like I did. They just didn't read.
And I know, and reading...
Adult Americans, they do not read even one newspaper a day. Not three or four, just one newspaper a day, they don't.
But Jim, aren't they missing out? I mean, it's addictive, at least for myself. I mean, I probably read the equivalent, I'm not exaggerating, folks, of 15 newspapers a day. you know, the actual news sections. I'm constantly scanning the web, addicted. At 3 a.m., my wife comes in and says, stop reading your email. I'm constantly reading legislation. I love to read the classics. When I'm on the exercise bike, I listen to books on tape, all the classics. It's all about fighting tyranny and corruption and the way people operate and, you know, what goes on and the knowledge, the wisdom. And you're right. This whole brain trust of Western civilization is gone, and we just have literally, and I'm not being sardonic, Jim. I don't think I'm that smart. But the general public, as you said, even educated idiots, they are drooling morons. I mean, they know nothing, Jim. What are we going to do?
So, such public apathy. We really need to encourage kids to read, turn the idiot box off. And, well, my own two sons, now 40 and 39 years old, have been prolific readers since infancy. I read Hansel and Gretel and all those childhood tales to them in their cribs with oompah and excitement. And they have developed a thirst for reading on all subjects. It's the greatest gift you can give your children, not money, but a curiosity about the world, an interest in the world, and a thirst for reading.
Absolutely. You're giving them the gift of the hunger for knowledge and the incredible exhilaration of learning new things.
And teach them how exciting history is. History books are the most exciting adventures you can imagine.
And they're real.
Yep.
I mean, you know, that's an incredible thing. You know history. You know the subterfuge, the sneakiness, the backstabbing, just the incredible grasping of elites and the secret societies and the scheming. And then you tell somebody who's got a doctorate in political science that there's government conspiracies. They laugh at you.
Well, as I always explain to them, I'm not and never have been an advocate of the conspiracy theory. I do recognize the conspiracy fact.
Well, exactly. Well, Jim, tell us a little bit more about the book, and we're going to take some calls. What are some of your favorite parts of the book, or some of the adventures that are in the book that you really haven't talked a lot about on air?
Well, there's so many different adventures over the years. There's so many different ways to do it. I remember in one case having found out where the ground crew and other lower-level staffers like to drink a cold beer after a hard day. We talked for a while. They would get very amused by what's taking these mysterious things taking place. So they let me have one of their orange jumpsuits that the landscapers use to rake the leaves and so forth. And so I raked the leaves and listened to Bilderberg's natter. And they were also good at stealing stuff for me. There are times when I've actually been able to get in for a while before being thrown out. They didn't know about left unguarded, a big drainage ditch. I could almost stand up, and it's quite comfortable for an old fat boy to get through, actually. And there are times when I was able to find around the big palatial area, I think that was Scotland, where I could climb over the wall, go through the trees at night, and pop up inside, get thrown out again. Cab drivers are very helpful, staff very helpful. For years, I dared not talk about this rather than tip my hand, but now they know me so well, there's no use in keeping it from the readers either. Day one, I'm just a customer at the bar, of course, having grape juice or something, and I'm there typically on a Sunday before they start to gather on Wednesday. And just rather curious, you know, I tried to make reservations here for the week. They told me I had to be out by high noon on Wednesday, which is true. I tried to make reservations just to confirm their presence. And they said, well, we have this big economic meeting going on. I said, it must be powerful people, I understand. Oh, yes. By day two, they start to talk a little bit. And by the end of day two, you know, if it's just eavesdropping on them conversations where the bus boys and the waitresses are going to gather to relax after a day's work and chance in there and natter with them. And then you end up with sources that will be your eyes and ears, steal documents for you. And I always stress to them, do not take a risk. Don't even tell me your name. That way, if they put me on the rack, I cannot name you.
absolutely. In fact, we just got from a Bohemian Grove employee, you might want this, the complete membership list. We're going to be putting on the web soon. The speakers, the Lakeside Chats, a lot of what they were pushing and doing, and it's very similar to the Bilderberg Group, though the Grove is not even as exclusive as the Bilderberg Group. You'll have 1,000 members at the Grove and only a little bit over 100 at the other facility. But something interesting you've talked about in the past, Jim, is that the people at first don't want to help you, but then when they see how rude and arrogant and out of control and don't look at a Bilderberg person in the eyes, then once they hear this evil, then they're more than willing to spill their guts to you.
Yes, sir. They, of necessity, have to be very careful because they've been told these things happen in every Bilderberg meeting. They're told in advance. Well, certain people, employees, can will be furloughed for that period of 5 days. No pay, just stay home. You've not been on staff long enough. The others are told that if you reveal anything at all about what transpires, you will not only be fired here, but you'll be blackballed from the whole industry. So they're under a great deal of pressure that way. That's why I always tell them, do not take a chance. If you're emptying a trash can and can fill something for me without taking a chance, or you can hear things and you can see things, and then since these kids are typically low-paid and are working to tell them, you're my guest tonight, it gives that young waitress a reason to get all dressed up to go to a snob bar. And so there's a little bit of economic inducement in that way to make their lives fun. But
well,
also,
it's fun fighting the New World Order. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun spying on them.
Oh,
it's
yes.
fun being a rebel. Join us, ladies and gentlemen. Join the rebel brigades against the... I mean, these globalists are pieces of filth. I want to take a few calls here in the last 12, 13 minutes or so, Jim.
Sure.
I also want to, before you leave us during the break, you can get. I want to give out the toll-free number for folks that want to subscribe to American Free Press. But also, folks, please go to InfoWars.com and get this new book that Jim just put out. It's excellent. I can't put it down. I'm almost done with it. And we're going to be carrying it. We are carrying. We just got them in there on InfoWars.com. But Jim, do you think the globalists are going to fall? I mean, empires always fall. Do you think Bush is going to get in trouble? Do you think it seems like people really are starting to wake up? But what's your prognosis for the next few years?
Well, if we can wake up enough Americans, we will prevail. We still have, as corrupt as it may be, the power of the ballot box. We can elect good members of Congress. And we've had some in the past who've denounced Bilderberg and denounced the whole New World Order, among them the Jesse Helms of Note, but there's other House members over there.
Ron
years.
Paul.
We need more of them in the Congress. I'm looking right now, and I don't have one with me, a copy of American Free Press, so I could answer your question about how to call toll-free.
Oh, no, I'm saying we'll do that during the break, because I know you probably had to find it. I don't have it in front of me either. Let's take a call. You know, that's a good solution, support good folks that are in Congress, a few that are there, and get more in. Elizabeth in Maryland, you're on the air with Jim Tucker, an American legend. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you, Jim. Both of you are courageous men. Alex, you going into Bohemian Grove, and Jim bringing us this wonderful information. Now, I salute you.
Well, I got to tell you, I think Bilderberg's more dangerous than the Grove. I mean, they've actually grabbed him quite a few times now. And you had the Italian police kidnap you, didn't you?
Well, they held me for a few hours and turned me loose.
I call that kidnapping when they grab you and don't charge you for no reason.
It could be called kidnapping because I wasn't volunteering to go with them. They took my passport and kept it with them until they let me go.
Well, I think you are a hero, and I want to say something to you, Alex, that I believe that you and Dr. Stan Monteith of Radio Liberty are the preeminent Genesis shows for news, for vital news, and I appreciate the extreme amount of documentation and care that you take, and you're upfront that you are coming from a Christian basis. And I don't like to see New Age ideas being put in different places, so I salute you for keeping your show the way it is.
Well, thank you. No, I'm. Listen, if you deny Christ, he'll deny you. So
absolutely.
I don't deny Christ. You better believe
that. Oh, one other thing, Alex.
Yes.
You know what? if you get that spider character a little better, Fatherland Security wants to recruit you for the head of FEMA.
That's right. I was doing this whole spider voice imitation. Thanks,
that was
Elizabeth.
Great.
Thanks. I got to jump here. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York and then Jim in California. I think one other caller. Go ahead, Ron.
Hello, gentlemen. As you well are aware of, I'm sure, by this morning's news, the situation we have in New York City with this heightened alert thing, I found it kind of unusual that they would do that at this moment in time. In that, two things, you might not know this nationally, but locally at City College, the day before they did this, there was a symposium of very credible people who were in the field of security and so forth. And every one of them, well, granted, for all for different reasons, were opposed to the bag searches that they were conducting in the subway. Now, the day after that, of course, this alert is heightened. We know about confusion.
Stay there. I want to get Jim Tucker's comment on this. Well, they won't control the borders, but they're going to search you on the streets of New York and in the subways by trying to find a needle in a haystack, even if the terror threat was real. And, Wayne Madison, who's our little NSA source, he's got the poop on this, and it is fake, another fake terror alert. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We'll have time to let Ron finish up real quick and then let Alex and Mash have a comment. We got to let Jim Tucker go. Should have heard the discussions we were having during the break about Governor Warner in Virginia when Jim cornered him just a few months ago and got him to tell him that he thinks the next Bilderberg Group meeting is coming up next year in Canada. Just amazing. And you know, now big BBC headlines about who runs the planet headline. You know, the Bilderberg Group. You know, going from the last 6 years, it doesn't exist, you're crazy if you talk about it on national TV, to TV specials about it. That's got to make the Bilderberg Group members mad, Jim.
I hope so. I'd be disappointed if not.
But, you know, Limbaugh still denies it even exists. I've heard him say that.
Yes, he's right on some issues. I think he's a little bit superficial. I don't know what other interest he'd have in defending Bilderberg or denying their existence. But
well, I think he's there to just kind of put conservatives to sleep.
Well, you have to be a cab driver, truck driver to listen to him for 3 hours a day, which I cannot do, of course. I can understand where guy. I don't say that facetiously. A guy driving a truck all day, I can understand why it'd be fun to listen to his three-hour show.
Yeah.
A guy driving a cab.
Absolutely. Let's give folks the number to get a subscription to American Free Press.
Well, with pleasure. Call toll-free 1-800. Bear with me. This type is very small. Good Lord, so hard to read. And not that I'm old. 1-888-888-6956387. Are the last four numbers are spell the word news.
Okay, that's, you can't miss that, and it's a great newspaper. Folks should get it. Answering Ron's question. These constant terror alerts, this constant fear mongering, we need to search your bags. Your take on that?
Oh, a couple of things funny about it. First of all, random searches, 1 out of 10. So the odds, no matter what you look like, are 10 to 1 that the bomber, mad bomber is going to get through. Now, suppose they stop the mad bomber and he's got the bomb in his suitcase and say, we have to search your suitcase. All he has to say is no. It means he cannot get on the train, but he walks away. Then, of course, this nonsense about we will not profile. Police have always profiled.
This is a, well, yeah, it's like if they're looking, if a black guy's robbed a bank, they don't look for little old white ladies.
But it gets so silly that some students at one of those Ivy League schools were outraged because a girl was raped and she described her rapist as about 20 years old, Negro, this height, and so forth. And so obviously the cops interviewed several Negroes fitting that description. Then they said, but you're profiling. You have to interview white boys, too.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Alex in Mass. Last caller, Alex. Quickly, go ahead.
Alex, yeah. I hear you joking about, like, clinic. As they say, Planet X, but it has a name. It's called Nibiru. And
yeah, and it was supposed to kill us 2 years ago. And
no. But listen, it's not showing up. It does exist. It's like a dark sun. And I'm just saying, if we have presidents and leaders who are acting in occult rituals, who is their leader? What's so strange about thinking about reptilians?
All right, thanks for the call. That's quite a way to end the program. Well, we can think about all kinds of stuff we can't prove all day. We can climb beanstalks to heaven. But, Jim, final comments.
Well, thank you very much for having me and sell a lot of books.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
Always a true gentleman. We always appreciate him coming on. We are carrying his new book, Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, at InfoWars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I'll see you coming up Sunday and Monday at the Alamo Draft House. We're going to show my new film.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Introduce.